yesterday. We were talking about ITV viewers in the Norfolk region being treated to a bit of love from their local newsreader. On Anglia Tonight, the lovely Jonathan Wills accidentally ended the news by telling everyone that he loved them.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. That's See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
And yesterday we were saying that more news bulletins should end with a bit of love. Now they're all doing it. Thank you to Fred Dynage off of ITV Meridian, who said this at the end of the news last night.
Well, that's just about it. But before we do go, let's say hello and many congratulations to Bob and Nada Williams from Canterbury in Kent, who've been married for 65 years. Many, many congratulations to you both.
Yes, congratulations. And to Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills, who's apparently watching us now. Love you. Don't take it personally. Our late news, 10:25, now the ITV National Evening News in London. Thanks for your company. Have a lovely, peaceful, happy evening. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
65 years.
65 years?
Wow.
Goodness me.
How old are their viewers? Anyway.
What did she say when he said love you? Because it sounded like she said something like, get off.
Oh.
Well, that's just about it.
We've got to listen to the dedication for the 65 years again.
Many congratulations to Bob and Nada Williams from Canterbury in Kent, who've been married for 65 years. Many, many congratulations to you both.
Yes, congratulations. And to Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills, who's apparently watching us now. Love you. Don't take it personally.
Did she say something rude?
I don't know what she said. Just kind of mumbled or something. That doesn't count, though. I'm sorry.
It doesn't. Thanks for the effort, Fred. But don't, like... You got it wrong. Don't say you love me. It needs to be addressed to everybody, right? And any other newsreader that maybe is listening now.
Lucy Meacock.
We want Lucy Meacock off of ITV Granada to do it, please. Any other newsreaders that may be listening, or maybe if you work with one of these newsreaders, just get them to go. And that's the news tonight. Have a lovely evening.
Love you.
That's what we want, all right? But thanks anyway, Fred.
BBC
Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you know what? Newsreaders love saying it. They love saying I love you.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Like on Anglia News. But do the people on Stupid Street have much love to give, do you think? We went on to it earlier. We asked a few random questions to the people on Stupid Street, but then finished off by telling them that we love them. How many out of 10 would say, love you too?
3.
You seem sure?
No. You can never be sure where Stupid Street's concerned.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here we go then. We head on to Stupid Street and we ask them a few questions and then say, I love you. But do they say it back?
What is your favourite biscuit?
Milk chocolate hobnobs.
That's great, thank you very much.
Is that it?
I love you.
Okay, cheers. Bye.
What do you think a tomato is? A fruit or a vegetable?
A fruit.
Yeah?
Well, it is a fruit, isn't it? That's what it is.
Okay, thank you. I love you.
Thanks.
No. I want to know what your favourite jam is.
My favourite jam? I think it's strawberry.
Okay.
Thank you, and I love you.
Yes, I love you too.
What's your favourite board game?
Board game? There was this one where you push the button thing, and then there's little dice inside the button and the numbers. I can't remember the name of it, but you push the button, and then a dice spins around in it, and then...
What's the aim of the game?
I can't remember. To make it to the end before...
Okay, great. Yeah. Love you.
Thank you very much.
What is your favourite jam?
Strawberry.
That's great, thank you very much.
No,
love you.
Alright, bye.
No.
What are you planning to have for dinner tonight?
I think I'm having pizza.
Okay, thank you. I love you.
Okay, thanks, great.
I just want to know what your favourite biscuit is.
Tim Tams. Okay. It's an Australian biscuit.
Yeah, I love
you.
Right.
I love you.
Oh, thanks.
No.
What's your favourite party game?
Don't actually have one.
Okay, thank you. I love you.
Love you too.
Yes!
What's your favourite jam? I don't really like jam. I like marmalade. Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Yes.
What's your favourite jam?
Beyonce, Sweet Dreams.
Your favourite jam on toast, jam?
Oh, jam! I thought you meant my favourite song. I don't have a favourite jam. Okay,
thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Yes! Woohoo! You alright, Chops? What's your favourite jam? I'd say Beyonce, Sweet Dreams.
What, not raspberry?
Four people said I love you back.
I love you.
Yes, I love you too.
I love you.
Love you too.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Four. You said three, so you're close enough.
Point to me.
I like this girl as well.
What do you think a tomato is? A fruit or a vegetable?
A fruit.
Yeah?
Well, it is a fruit, isn't it? That's what it is.
Okay. I wouldn't want to argue with her.
No, God.
Would you? No.
Oh. What's occurring?
Some people on the text are saying the first person on there was you.
I don't think so.
Hang on.
What is your favourite biscuit?
Milk chocolate hobnobs.
Do me a favour. I mean, I do like milk chocolate hobnobs. That doesn't sound anything like me.
Did a bit.
Did it?
It did a bit.
Don't. Anyhow, of more concern to people, that game's called Frustration. Bloke was trying to describe.
Oh, yeah.
That bloke doesn't sound anything like me. He's not from the north to start with.
I think he does a little bit.
What is your favourite biscuit?
Milk chocolate hobnobs.
Yeah.
He sounds like a right spod. Do me a favour.
A right spod.